All right, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening on the podcast, I am going live right now on YouTube. Kim and I are both here, and
Good.
we will be with you momentarily as the gremlins over at YouTube decide to start working.
Those gremlins.
No, it does say public. I'm gonna get the link and share it over to Twix. No, it's not made for children. Copy, close, here, paste, post. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dockside at the Bay. I'm Vinny. This is Kim.
Hello, everybody.
And we are here. This is episode six. We're going to be talking about the Bay, the beginning, episode six, that you can find on Tubi TV as well as Amazon Prime. But before we get into that, Kim, how was your week?
Week was pretty good. The week was pretty good. Just, working and trying to play catch up on my shows and just, same old kind of usual stuff. But, yeah, no, this week's episode was there's a lot to take in.
Yes.
There's a lot going on.
No,
So
you're exactly right. And it was
I'll
only a
go in and just
21
kind
minute
of give it a
episode.
second watch through just to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a 21 minute episode, so they did really pack a lot into it.
I see.
And before we get into the show, I want to thank my special guest co-host for last night, Angela Ryan Duncan, to for joining me on Suds News. We had a great conversation, and she's gonna try she's gonna be a regular face around here. You could catch her on Days for Dummies on Sundays on the 10th Floor Podcast Network. However, I also want to let everybody know we are an official affiliate for WWE Shop. So go on over there, go to studsandsquarecircle.com/wrestling merch, which has our affiliate link. Get yourself this awesome Cody Rhodes tank top, claim your kingdom as he looks to finish the story at WrestleMania on April 6th and 7th down in Philadelphia. I will be there live. Checking the item off of my bucket list. But outside of that, definitely go to our Patreon and our Buy Me a Coffee. Both of those are those specific domains, whether it's patreon.com or buymeacoffee.com. It's going to be slash Suds and Squared Circle. And we'll be putting more stuff up there as we go forward. Outside of that, we are broadcasting live from the Maria Apicella Studios here in beautiful New Britain, Connecticut. And we like, now you did watch all these episodes beforehand, so this is really a rewatch for you.
It is, but I will admit I'm still getting kind of caught up with some of the twists and turns because when it comes to Bay the Beginning, parts of it are a little bit fuzzy. So it's fun being able to go back in and remembering certain details and remember certain aspects of the episode that I'd forgotten, details that I'd missed the first time around. It's been fun going back in and just kind of doing a rewatch, but also being surprised by certain little twists and turns here and there, even though I've seen it before.
Absolutely. I'm just adding a little bit of hashtagage and stuff to the Twitter feed. As everybody knows, this is my first time watching the Bay, the beginning, and simply because of the fact that I just found out about it. But I happen to enjoy, I love the way it is. And we were talking off air before we started to the point where this felt like a sweeps week episode.
Yes. Felt like it was, well, it is technically February and May. Typically we're sweeps months and November sweeps as well. So technically we are kind of in that, ballpark with
Yeah.
our in real time. We are like it's like we're in February sweeps.
Absolutely, you are correct. For then again, for those of you watching, thank you for watching. Hit that like button, subscribe, get notified. And if you're listening on the podcast, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you catch your podcasts, and visit our website, sudsandsquarecircle.com. So one of the things I have to I really caught that really caught me off guard was the very first thing we're introduced is to Tamara,
Yes.
or Tamara, however you want to say it.
Tamara introduction.
And she's at the wedding with Manny. So she introduced him as her friend. Now, are they together? Is Manny cheating on her with Marley?
I
Or is
feel
this
like
Marley
Manny's
cheating?
just kind of, playing out a couple different options here. But yeah, no, him and Tamara at this point, I believe, are just kind of, friends. She's in town, but they're comfortable hanging out together, maybe, participating in some, activities down the road. They seem comfortable with each other,
They
and
do.
they seem, and then Marley just reacted in a way that basically said, okay, so I found out a lot of revelations about you, mainly now you're walking with my cousin on your arm before I found out that, I have a half sister that's related. A lot of, revelations for Marley within the past couple of days. So, but
Yes,
her
he's gone through a lot in
interaction
the past
was
couple of
great,
episodes.
and that introduction for Tamara was great. It just kind of set the tone for her character because she's pretty long term with the sh so it was nice seeing. I kind of forgot her start on the show, so seeing her here, I was just like, oh yeah, okay, here we go.
Yeah, and she's also she's played by Celeste Fiana, who's actually one of the, I think, the executive producers of the show as well. So Tamara does bring Manny to the wedding. Marley, gets up, but because they make a little bit of small talk. She makes believe she doesn't know Manny. She introduced, they do the awkward introductions of, oh, I've been with you, but I'm gonna.
To my shop. She's come to my shop before, just
Yeah.
very, you can tell Manny's kind of a pro at just kind of diffusing
Yeah.
situations like this, or at least trying to. But yeah, Marley's reaction there was classic, and just best man, I should go move, sit a little closer. I mean, she makes like a very graceful exit, but you can tell that she is just not, she's not in a happy place right now,
And she
considering
also,
they're her brother's wedding.
yeah, and she also kind of takes a dig at almost at Pete because she said, my husband's the best man, or was the best man.
Yeah, a little bit of
A bit of resentment there.
little tone there. But she walks up to go and sit with her husband to join him where he's sitting. And that exchange was also very telling too, because he kind of looks like, puts his arm around her. Oh, they're at a wedding. You kind of think everything's okay, that maybe he's not necessarily in, but then he asks, well, who's your friend? Or did you have fun with your friend?
Yeah.
And everything just kind of, fizzles out after that moment, and arm moves off of her shoulder. It's like, don't think I'm gonna stay for the whole
Yeah.
ceremony.
Which I really thought was weird because if he's, Brian's best friend or his, secondary pick for best man, it's like
Yeah.
you would think that they would want to stay for the whole ceremony. Now, of course, the ceremony in true soap fashion does get derailed.
Oh,
But
yeah.
get into that a little later.
Yep, bring the drama for sure.
Yes, there's definitely friction there. Then we see Mac, Will, and Will's father, who I can't remember his name. They're sitting together in like the single man section, what they do.
Yeah, they had, I can't remember the exact line, but it was dateless men's squad, they called it, which I thought was kind of funny. And I just, they were all there for Zoe, which was super sweet. It's like they're all just there to support her. But Will's father saying, I kind of like the Garrett dysfunction. I kind of like these guys. And just their reaction to that was just classic. That was so funny.
Oh yeah, it really was.
Great little moment there. Because it's, yeah, you haven't even seen the full-blown dysfunction happening yet.
No.
Yeah, hey, I'm on board for this. Like, I like these guys.
It would have been better if they brought popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so then we kind of see how the mayor arrives and goes up to his wife Sophia, who's the wedding planner,
Yes. Yeah.
and then he says that he wants to sit close to Sarah.
Yep. I want to sit as close as I can to the mother of the groom. And he says it twice.
Yeah.
And he's very emphatic about it. And Sophia is like, doesn't seem like a good idea. Lex is right there with her, and I know you don't like him, but the mayor's all like, I won't cause trouble, So you
But then
kind of
Lex is like, why'd you invite him? Or who invited him?
yeah. You had to invite the prick of a mayor. Like he's
Now,
not
where does that friction come from? Is it just because they just don't get along, or?
a previous, I want to say it was episode one, episode two, when the mayor, when we first see the mayor, he's talking with Sanders, with Charles Prince's character. And basically you kind of find out like he doesn't like Lex as he wants to see Turtle Shamus kind of rise in the ranks versus,
I remember
so
that.
there is something there. I can't pinpoint exactly what it, you know, what the tension was, but clearly he doesn't like Lex in that role or doesn't want him here. So there is friction, and I think that gets explored or touched on more, you know, as we go on. But
Go on.
at the moment, yeah, I mean there's no love lost between them. And then Sarah's response, I didn't invite anyone.
Yeah.
I loved that. It's like she is just sitting there. This is her property. This is her house. And she basically is a guest. She has had no say, no authority in any of this. She's just basically along for the ride and just kind of surrendered to that. And I love how she played that. Just like, yeah, I didn't invite anyone. I'm just here. Just showed up. They're
Yeah.
in my yard this morning. Like she's just so resigned, which is just so, that one little line was just so funny to me.
Yeah, I thought so too. And it's, and then Lex kind of asks where Lee is, because Lee's obviously
Valid
brought up on it.
question, considering, you know, his son is getting married. You'd think that, especially because he remembers the minister as well as the one who married Sarah, which that's an interesting little detail. So he was at the wedding, obviously, or at least one of the weddings, and, you know, was aware of that enough to, interesting little detail there. But when
I
they
thought
cut
that was
to,
funny too.
yeah, but when they cut to the flashback of, you know, their third wedding, which, you know, Lee's third time's the charm. I mean, beautiful vows, just very heartfelt. You know, they look so happy. Sarah's like glowing. She looks so happy. And, you know, just, you know, but the promise to be faithful and, you know, everything being so heartfelt and we're back in each other's lives. And then you think about the last episode with the sepia tone flashback when everything seemed to be going to hell. And you're just like, these are very dysfunctional.
And you can
There's
definitely tell.
love there, but they cannot, they're having issues staying
Oh yeah,
together.
they're having a lot of issues. And you could just tell by the coloring of the flashback, where this one was in color. It was bright, it
Yes.
was vibrant.
Yeah, it
This
was lovely. It was just a very pretty, picturesque little, you know, ceremony and everything, you know, close up on them.
Yes.
Everything just seemed very, you know, romantic and sweet. And, you know, you can see the chemistry between the two of them as well. And you just think like, oh, they look like they're so happy. And then he's not even at their son's wedding. He's on
Right.
the phone with another woman.
Yeah.
So it's
Yeah.
like, yeah, you guys, you know, you're kind of star-crossed.
Now I'm trying to figure out the dynamic here because Lee is talking to Emma on the phone. I'm assuming that's his new girlfriend, new significant other, new wife, whatever it is.
Yeah, if I had to guess.
I think it was a couple episodes ago, he did say something, I thought he was talking to Emma. Was, oh, I haven't seen your daughter yet. And that was pertaining to Isabella. So is Isabella Emma's daughter?
I believe so. I believe
Oh.
Isabella and, well, so Emma,
Emma
I
and
believe,
Elliot.
yes, Elliot Sanders, Commish, Charles Shaughnessy. I believe the two of them have, you know, Isabella's their daughter,
Okay,
and
that's what I was trying to put together.
But Lee has taken up now with Emma because when we first met Lee, he was overseas. He wasn't, you know, he was in, so it stands to reason that they were together. And he's trying to get to the bottom of this whole thing. You know, he's like, you know, I haven't found your daughter just yet, but obviously, you know, we're still looking. And, you know, he's got his kind of suspicions and things. So he's trying to put all the pieces together and figure out where his son is, where Brian is, what's going on, how the, you know, the connection with Isabella. There's a lot that he's trying to sort through and sort out, but, and he's making promises to this woman saying that he's going to be able to help. So.
And so it's I really like kind of how, because it's almost like the episode was split in two, because you have the first half at the wedding. This next one is kind of focusing on Lee now at the pier, at the at the water, where he's going to the Garrett Tavern to where Steve had lured him.
Yeah.
And he gets out of the car, and then you see a kind of you see Liana is at the water. She's high as a kite, know.
Yeah, she's still, poor girl's, she's just in a really bad, dark place.
She really
Trying
did. And
to get through.
I feel so bad for her. And the one of the great things about how they wrote this is that normally when you look at somebody who's an addict or something, you don't feel as bad for them because they're making the choice to get high and whatever. But
Yes.
after seeing what Liana has gone through for the entire series, basically, from being at odds with her mother and getting slapped in the face by her mother to almost killing herself to be in the hospital, her boyfriend doesn't remember her, and then finding out that her father is, she's had so much, so many hits from side to side to side that you really feel bad and you understand her thought process of taking drugs to as an escapism.
You just see how much pain that she is in, from the jump, because we're introduced to her like right off the bat, dealing with a really, troubling situation with like her mom, everything like that, everything with, she's in a really bad place, and they convey that so well, and when they show her, she just looks so like lost, and she just wants to find her dad. It's almost like she's like kind of in that little kid mode, like Pete was with Claire. It's almost, she's just kind of reverted back, and she just wants to like find her father and figure things out. And I mean, when she does kind of get to the pier and sees him across the way from her, I mean, it's just a brief little exchange, but she just gives like this sad little wave, and it's just like your heart just breaks. You're just,
Yeah, because he kind of doesn't even acknowledge her. He acknowledges, he sees her like, oh, hey. And she kind of gives this, little wave. It's sad.
It is sad. And then it just turns dramatic and crazy and dark, super, right on a dime. It's like there is no heartfelt kind of, it just instantly, because, they cut to the explosion at the shack, and then it's just like,
Exactly.
just
Hey,
sets, like you said, kind of divides the episode in half, and then like a new tone is set for the rest.
yeah. Because then, we see Isabella still tied up on the floor. Steve's
Yes.
got a grenade there and he's kind of teasing her with it and
Yeah, just that shack's rigged to go off. Lee was lured there, two deaths. They are very, just, I mean, when they show the explosion, it's like, yeah, there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, there's not because literally we fly they flash to the door where it's got three grenades there, on hanging on the doorknob. So clearly, when it gets opened, you're gonna have an explosion because it the way grenades work is like they're docile until they're not, and if they're rattled a little bit, and then you kill
It
the
came
boat.
from. Yeah, so it's kind of crazy. It's like, they have this whole like, poor Liana trying to find her dad, and then witnesses this whole horrific, tragic thing. But then they also kind of have like, different kind of fa dad situations happening in other aspects with Zoe, even with her dad. It's like, he's sweeping her up and getting her out of there, and everything's okay. It's just such a contrast, which, just oof. Just makes Liana's situation all the more heartbreaking, and especially when like she tries to get to the
Was
police
able to
station
watch
and
it.
figure out what's going on. And it's just oof, very difficult.
It really is. It's really sad. Right before we see the explosion, Brian goes, the bride comes down the aisle and gets to the altar and Brian lifts up the veil and surprise, surprise, it's Igor in a dress. Now, one I have to say, before we even get into the, what happened following it, this guy has been in, it looked like a hospital gown and then a wedding gown, and they allude to him having, explosives strapped to his chest at the very beginning when he crashed the engagement party. So this guy is literally like a master of disguise, obviously.
Oh yeah, definitely. And he's like coming in with like, he's got some great lines for one thing. Great, sense of comic relief despite the fact that like he's causing so much chaos and insanity. But he's going around basically just telling the truth, to every, in every instance, he's just been very just, he's the one that's telling all, exposing all these secrets. He's the only reason that Zoe didn't agree to marry Brian. and you know shows up here and just you know veil comes off and he's just you know full on just this is why I'm here, this is what I'm doing, and you know just but oh that line, some of his lines, like just the you know you busted my lip, just the way he said that. And also the you know just the thing about the girdle, like you know Lex is all concerned that he's potentially armed and all protective of Sarah, and then you know Igor just looks at him like, where would I hide it, under my girdle? Like it's just like he just you know he tells it like it is, as opposed to everybody else is just content with the secrets. And you know it's just but that reveal was great and a
It
very
was.
so and very dramatic. And just and then Brian of course goes nuts just going after him, and everyone is trying at one point to like hold him back, and it's working. He is you know just yeah Brian's whole kind of house of cards is falling apart.
Oh yeah, it really is. He's losing it. So, Mac and Brian ask Igor where Zoe is. Igor says she left him when she saw the pictures of Brian and Isabella. And, so I mean, it does. It comes back to bite Brian in the butt.
Yeah, you know, probably the same move that I would make in that situation. Just kind of, I'm gonna peace out now. You know, I got photo proof now, so we're time to go.
Yes, exactly. So now, it kind of gets to the next segment of the show where we see, Captain Sanders, Charles Shaughnessy in his office calling in an officer saying, what are this, first asking about Igor, how he escaped.
Yeah, he's
And
just
then,
blindsided and trying to catch up with everything that's going on and hearing about like a lot of this stuff secondhand. And just like, why aren't we like doing it? Like you can tell how frustrated he is, and just he feels like you know everything is just kind of happening, you know, all at once, and it's just he's reeling with everything that's going on. And you know, what like how did that all like how did we let this happen? You know, just very chaotic.
exactly. So he asks about the explosion, and then he asks about how Igor was able to crash a wedding, how he's, the fact that he escaped.
Questions, you know.
So, then we see Zoe in the car with her dad. They're leaving town. Her dad says, why don't you come to Santa Clara, I think it was.
Yeah, Santa Barbara.
Santa
He's just,
Barbara.
let's go to Santa Barbara. Let's go and see. He mentions a woman named Gloria. I'm assuming that's like
Her stepmother.
stepmom, his wife. But he just is like, you know, he just feels bad for, you know, flat out says, you know, for letting you marry that ass. Like he's just, you know, or giving you, like he's, you can tell he's just in guilty dad protective mode and just being like, let's get you out of here. And then poor Zoe is just like, just wanting to disappear.
And she
You know.
blames herself. I mean, it makes sense, that, when stuff happens, you always blame yourself when stuff like this happens. But it's she blames herself for choosing Brian,
Yeah.
and trusting him basically for first, for buying into the thing is, oh, I'll tell you when the time is right and everything.
Yeah, she feels just duped and depressed and needs to get away. And it's like, you know, it's like, you know, but kind of like, as you know, she has that option. She has that kind of like, you know, sturdy father presence that can just kind of, you know, whisk her off and take care of her. And then you have Liana, who like had it for 2 seconds in like a brief look across a, you know, pier before her father disappears out of her life forever, even though she hasn't even had a chance to know him. And it's just that contrast there was so clear.
And then, we cut back to Liana. She's at the police station. She said she witnessed the explosion. She asks about her dad and if he can be dead. Of course, they don't know anything at this point.
Yeah, and she drops his name, which, you know, like, you know, I'd never had a chance to tell Lee Nelson that he was my father, you know, just, and that kind of sets off, you know, recognition for Sanders, for everybody there, because they're just like, oh, wait a minute, okay.
And then we kind of cut to, I have to say, this scene almost seemed like it was just kind of thrown in there for no reason.
It
Janet
was a little
coming in the
bit,
bar.
yeah, the only thing that kind of, because you got, you know, Janice, which, you know, kind of circling back to her because we haven't seen her in a while. You know, it was like, oh, Janice, hello. Like, I kind of, you didn't, it's not like we forgot about her, but the action's been so focused on everybody else. So bringing her back into the mix, it was nice to see her. And it was fun. She plays drunk so well. The act, it's just like that whole, like, you know, her see with the poor priest, you know, bless me, Father, for I have sinned, and then she takes his beer. Like, that was great. Like,
was.
she,
Yep.
drunk Janice is, you know, that was kind of a really great little selection of scenes. But
But
you
it
know,
almost, I mean, outside of the pastor coming in, and then, the bartender calls her, Janice's friend, I guess, Christine, I think that
yeah,
was.
Chris, who they reveal, you know, you find out Lee has a sister. So,
Okay.
you know, because when she mentions, you know, your brother is back in town, I'm assuming she's
I didn't catch
referring
that.
to Lee. I'd forgotten that detail. And
Yeah.
I don't, and I couldn't, I don't know, for some reason like that, I'd just kind of forgotten that little piece of things. But yeah, they did, you know, reveal that Lee's got, you know, a sister out there who is friends with Janice.
Yeah.
So maybe it kind of explains a little bit of their backstory and how Janice got to know Lee and what have you, but I'd kind of forgotten that little detail until, you know, that was mentioned. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. So she's not just a random pretty blonde friend. There's a
Right.
connection, there's a tie.
Yep. And then as they're leaving the bar, we see them pass Steve very ominously.
Oh yeah. And you got Steve who's just kind of like, he just saunters in like, yeah, just caused two casualties with a bomb that I knew was, you know, set to go off. May have rigged myself. And I'm just gonna sit down and order a dry martini and call it a night. You know, just very, oof. I'll keep saying it. He plays villain so well.
He does,
Just like
absolutely.
crafty and just sitting there and just watching. You got this news coverage talking about this horrific thing that just happened, and he's just sitting there, just sipping his martini, just not even fazed. Just, you know, just, oof.
Brian calls Zoe, leaves her a voice message.
Yep.
Obviously, the guy that was stood up, and he's like, he's saying he can explain everything. Marley comes
Trying
back.
to, but then everyone comes up to him asking for their own explanations, and it was funny. It was just the entire family just surrounds him. It's like first, it's, you know, you see, you know, just the whole group comes up. Sarah's asking, "Did you cheat?" And Peter's asking, "What's going on?" And everyone's just like demanding answers, and he can't even give them. And then it cuts to Lex being just like, "Yeah, no, everything's not okay.
Yeah.
He's not going to be okay." He just, you know, makes no bones about it. Just there was an explosion. It was on your property, Sarah. Two bodies are, you know, we're located, and you got Brian, who's just like looking, just absolutely, just oh boy, like this is it. This
Effort.
is
Because he knew
not.
Isabella was there, but he didn't know Lee was lured there. At least I don't think so. Like, we don't know the dynamic between Brian and Steve.
Yeah, like there's, it was, there was some, I'm trying to remember in the first episode if there was any kind of hinting or any kind of hinting at like a previous relationship with them or if there was
Wasn't because Brian came in to get Isabella and kidnap her, and then Steve went into the house afterwards.
yeah,
So it
so.
was like it was almost like they had the same possible idea, but
Yeah, but Steve was able to execute it, you know, in his, you know, have it go off of that because he's more capable of this, whereas we've said from the beginning that Brian just can't, you know, could not, he was flying by the seat of his pants, had no idea what he was doing, just trying to like manage the chaos as best that he could, whereas Steve had a plan, clearly. But, you know, either way, Brian just looked absolutely, and then his family's just surrounding him. That was a great moment at the end where they just kind of cut to his face and he's just totally just shell-shocked by everything that's just gone down that he's just heard. Just trying to
Exactly.
react.
I will say though, when Peter comes in and he says something, is everything going to be okay? It almost felt like he was still in that juvenile mindset.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It
And
still felt like a little
Lex
bit.
answers it. Lex is like, nope, it's not going to be like just straight up. But you're right. Yeah, Peter does come up and he's just like, poor kid. You
Yeah.
know? It's like he was trying to avoid the chaos, you know, in the previous episode, like leaves the driveway, goes to the garden. He's just, you know, he's trying to just, he's grappling with stuff still. And then to see all of this shake out, it's like he was so happy to be best man.
Yeah.
Obviously, that didn't happen.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And then we go to credits. It's great episode.
It's like such an, not an abrupt ending, but it's just like, oh wow, now it's done.
Yeah. And it is a cliffhanger because, we as the audience, we know who the two people were that were killed. But,
Yes.
now it's going forward dealing with the aftermath of the explosion. And I haven't seen anything past this. So
No,
now the next four episodes are going
I'm
to be.
purposely avoiding previews, so I'm like, for the next, like, I don't want to watch that yet. I want to just kind of take it all in full, so.
Exactly. No, I don't blame you one bit. But then we go to credits and end of the story. But you know what? I have to say, even in the 21 minutes that we had of that episode, it was jam-packed. Like it kept moving and it kept your attention.
Yes, absolutely. It just, from one to the next, and it filled in some gaps, opened up some new doors for us. Now we've got this whole big, tragic situation that's just happened, and we got to see everybody kind of wrestle with the aftermath of that and how it's there's quite a bit that they're gonna have to sift through next episode. So.
But I enjoyed it either way. I really liked the episode. I felt like it obviously closed the chapter on Lee, but it opened so many other doors to now where we're gonna go. It
Absolutely.
you can definitely tell that it was the midpoint of the season because, first of all, we closed the chapter on Brian and Zoe. The wedding's not happening. We close the door on Igor because he's taken into custody. We close the door, like I said, on Lee and Isabella because now they're dead. However, it opened up the doors now to, how the family's going to handle this. How Marley's going to handle her dad getting killed.
Yeah. How
Brave the
Sarah's gonna
inevitable.
handle, kind of seeing it all, because she was just talking with Lee, and now all of a sudden, there's
That
quite
kind
a
of
bit.
begs me the question. I can't wait to see it at some point in the next four episodes. How the hell does Steve get Sarah to marry him?
Well, that I kind of remember some of the details, but I'm holding, no spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers. We'll get there. So just to kind of a quick programming note to have for everybody up there. I am working on something big for episode 11, considering the beginning is only 10 episodes. So we're going to, continue on as we're doing one episode a week until we get to episode 10. We're looking at something. I'm working on something for episode 11. However, going forward after episode 10, Kim and I have agreed we're going to kind of speed it up a little bit. We're going to go two episodes of The Bay when we get to the actual show. We're going to do two episodes a week instead of just the one. So when we move on to the actual Bay that you can find on Tubi, Prime, Peacock, and all that, then we'll do two episodes a week. So it'll go a little qu quicker and I think
To tackle, but it's because there's a lot of seasons ahead of us, which will be
exactly
fun to just
there.
kind of explore, and it'll be fun to just kind of be able to, tackle two, because the episodes are, still on the briefer, kind of 20 max 30 minute airtime, so yeah,
And
you've
again, it's like they're at eight seasons now, so we're going to eventually catch up to them. But you know
yeah,
what? That'll be
I
able to.
binged it, pretty quickly, so from what I remember,
Yeah,
so.
exactly.
Rewatching and binging again will be fun.
You're exactly right. All right, so I mean, we've gone over everything of The Bay, the beginning, episode six. Again, that could be found on Tubi TV and Amazon Prime. So check that out. You have any final thoughts?
Honestly, I think we kind of covered everything. I was just looking through, my last reactions, and honestly, just kind of commented. Yeah, just really just solid episode, and it did feel very sweepy, and I like that we watched it in February.
Yes, exactly. I have to say though, kind of jumping a little bit off topic now. When I look at this episode and how quick it was going and how great it was done, I have to say, and I brought this up last night, the slowest, in my opinion, my least favorite soap is Young and the Restless, because I feel like it's very slow paced and very slow moving. I'm glad that we're doing The Bay, that it's very quick and it's action packed in the half hour. So
Keeps you.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I'm excited to just kind of, get refamiliar with some of this that, parts of it I remember, parts of it I don't. There are going to be like little details that crop up that'll be just like, oh, light bulb. Oh, I remember that. Oh, so looking forward to that for sure.
All right, well, Kim, it's been great this week. Folks, if you're out there watching, thank you again for tuning in. Hit that
Awesome.
like button, subscribe, get notified. If you're listening on the podcast feed, go ahead and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and anywhere you find it. Surf on over to sudsandsquirtcircle.com. Anything that you do need and do want, if you want to be a guest, there is an option for you to fill out a guest profile, and we could potentially start having people on the multiple different shows that go on this network. And we are an official affiliate of WWE Shop. So go over to sudsandsquirtcircle.com/wrestling merch. That'll bring you to our affiliate link, and we do get commission on it. So help us out. And then patreon.com/sudsandsquirtcircle, buymeacoffee.com/@sudsandsquirtcircle. Help us out, because you know what? The more funding that we eventually get, the more we could do for the podcast.
Absolutely.
So Kim, we'll for Kim, I'm Vinny. We will see you next week here, right dockside at the bay.
See
Have
you
a great
next.
day, everybody.
Take care. Bye.
All right, stopping the live stream.